Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Meta, a podcast about podcasts, and I'm Peter Wells. And today I'm joined by Brianna Peterson, who is the host of the ABC's Imagine This, a fantastic podcast for kids that has wrapped up now, and Brianna has gone on to make her own independent show called At Home with Bree. My daughter loves Brianna's work. She's listened to Imagine This every episode probably about 400 or 500 times, and It's just one of the easiest ways to get some non-screen time with Penny in the house. When I told Penny that I was interviewing Brianna, she was pretty excited, and she definitely wanted to get involved. And one of the reasons I wanted to do that was because the joy of Imagine This and At Home with Bree is just how well Brianna interacts with the children on the show. The way she questions or interviews the kids on her show is always just so welcoming and never condescending. It's never talking down to the kids, and the kids are never props either. And so it's just wonderful. And so I'm hoping to at least capture some of that with this episode. So Penny's going to come on to join us a little bit later. Before she does, Bree and I are going to chat about some of the boring podcasty things, and then we're going to come back and talk about other boring stuff like paying the rent and that kind of thing. In between that, Penny's got some hard-hitting questions for her favourite podcaster. So thank you so much for your time, first of all.
Yay.
Thank you so much on behalf of the parents of Australia of keeping us sane during lockdown.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure.
Let's first talk about the show you did with the ABC, because we've listened to some of those episodes maybe 20 times. So
yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people out there would be familiar with your previous work and would love it.
I do get still a lot of parents going, "We want more, we want more, we want more." And I go, okay, well, what can I do? What can I do from my living room? What can I do from my lounge room or my, you know, backyard studio with what I have? And I just sort of thought, okay, when I was making the Imagine This episodes, I had in mind, I want it to be timeless. I want kids and parents to be able to listen to it next year, the year after. We're talking about scientific concepts, but let's make them like universal things that don't age, really. I mean, like, how does a tree grow?
Mm.
That's the question that's not just hot this week. Do you know
yes,
what I mean?
Indeed.
So I did make them with a thought of you can listen to them 100 times and hopefully you don't get too sick of them. But I think there's only so many times you can listen to the same episode. So
you'd think that. You'd honestly think that. But a five-year-old knows no boundaries.
And kids love to listen to the same thing over and over and over, I found out.
Mm, yeah, absolutely.
And watch the same movie over and over and over. Say the same thing over and over and over, and
they
sing the
sure
same
do.
Song over and over.
Yeah, Penny has just discovered Pokemon, which is one of the questions, so I hope you're prepared.
Ah.
I cannot understand the appeal of that show at all, and there are 1,150 episodes of that thing to get through.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Who can make that many?
I don't know. And I just keep wondering, like, am I just, like, is there a certain age you had to be where you can love Pokemon unironically? Because it is just the worst show I've ever seen in my life, and I've never seen it.
I've never seen it, and
her getting very angry that I said something bad about Pokemon. Sorry, Angel.
Not everyone understands, Penny. Not everyone understands. So okay.
Okay, this is going to be a really interesting episode to edit.
Yeah, this will be good. Oh, hey, welcome to my life. Welcome
yeah, I can imagine.
Life.
Yeah, so the that is really interesting. That you know, we listened to a bunch of episodes over the last week. And, yeah, the kids play a major role in this. This is not kind of talking to kids. This is talking with them.
Oh, kids are talking to me. I'm making a show around what they say pretty much. Like, and that's what I love to do, right? Like, I think if you try and control the situation with kids, I don't have kids myself, but I've worked with lots of children. If you try and control the situation too much, good luck. just good luck. But if you kind of go with the flow a little bit and you go, all right, well, what are you on about? Let's go where you're sort of interested in. Then, yeah, then there's your show. Do you know what I mean? And so what I thought is my perspective is I've got to listen to what they're saying, and then my creativity has to build a show around that, you know?
And not done.
Yeah, absolutely.
And right now you're going to have to do the same thing, Peter. No. This is your job today. You have to build a show around the material.
What did I sign up for? But it's a lot more than, you know, just kids say the darndest things, which is, I think, a trope that you could have easily fallen into point a microphone at a kid and wait for them to say something adorable. There's a proper conversation happening.
Oh, yeah. And that's the thing, again, like I didn't want to just use kids as this token. Oh, they're so cute. They say funny stuff. Oh, isn't that adorable? Like, or just get little grabs of kids going, something cute, something cute, something cute. I'm like, no, I actually want to know what you have to say and let's have a chat. And some of the kids, they don't know who I am. They've never met me before. Their ability to have a chin wag on the phone, it's amazing. And I don't want us to lose that skill as humans, and I don't want kids to lose that skill, the art of conversation. And it's just been so fun to play with conversation over the phone. Like, some of the kids will be like, I have to think of questions. Like, I have to go, what's the question here? You know, how are we going to get on the same level? And it's just, I walk away from those conversations with the biggest grin on my face. My husband's like, what are you smiling about? I was like, oh, I just had this great chat to this 3-year-old. So good.
And so how do you find the kids? Is it just fans from Imagine This kind of contacting you?
Yeah. Fans from Imagine This will hunt me down on the internet and email me, which I at first I was a bit like, oh no, because I'd taken like a year off to study psychology, and I was just sort of going, I can't do my psychology degree and respond to fan mail. This is insane. And then I just went, well, you know, now it's nice to have a show that I can say, well, if you really want to have a chat, give us a call. Let's have a chat.
And so how do you choose the topics to chat about? We just listened to The Spoonville, which I thought was a lovely way of talking about what's happening without, it doesn't make it an exact moment in time, but it does explain what's happening.
Yeah, and I think when I started as well, I was like, kids, parents wanted a show about, like, coronavirus, and they wanted a show about the pandemic, and or they wanted information about that and how to talk to their kids about that. And I was like, I don't feel qualified to recommend the way you should talk to your child about certain things, but I definitely think we can identify that we're all at home. Mm-hmm. We're all kind of stuck at home doing stuff. And there is some joy in that. There is some play in that. There is some fun in that.
Is there, though?
And, you know, I say that. I don't have kids.
Because your program is so much about talking to kids that I really needed a special guest interviewer today. And so joining me in the studio, which is actually just my kitchen, is my 5-year-old, Penny, sometimes called Nen. So, Nen.
Hi, Nen.
Hi.
Do you have some questions for me today?
Three
questions. Ask me the first question.
Do you think camping just in our garden is actually a good idea?
Oh, my gosh. I think camping in your garden is the best idea. And do you know what, Nen? You're not the only person who's thought of that idea this week, because I said to my husband and Bowie, the dog, I was like, maybe we could camp outside just for fun. I think it would be amazing. And you could listen to all the sounds around you. You could hear the birds. You could hear, I'm sure there's lots of things that you might be able to hear that you don't hear when you're in the house.
Maybe the cricket.
Yeah. What else do you think you might hear?
Some little bugs crawling around.
Yeah. And what about anything that might live in the trees?
Well, I don't think I could hear a butterfly, but I think I could see a butterfly.
And you might be able to hear a possum? Do you have any possums?
We live in Melbourne, so I don't think so.
Although, weirdly enough, even though we live in the suburbs of Melbourne, we have sheep that live next door.
What? Nan, you could hear the sheep.
and we walk around the whole circle, and we see some cows too.
So if you go camping in your backyard, you might hear some cows and some sheep and some crickets, and you might see a butterfly. I think, and you could see the stars too if it was a clear night. So I think it's a great idea.
And maybe we could even see some little bugs crawling around.
Yeah, totally. You could write down or draw all the things that you see and hear. It would be amazing. And bring a torch.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Which one should I do next, Daddy?
I reckon the top one.
The top one is the funniest one.
Okay, I'll get ready. Okay. All right, I'm ready.
Why do people fart?
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to need to get a scientist on the show to explain that. Why do you think people fart?
Because they need to do a poo.
I reckon the digestive system has to get out all that gas. And it's just like, well, I'm not going to make you fart out your mouth, so you're going to have to just go the other way.
Imagine if you farted out your mouth.
That'd be gross. I would not like that. So I'm glad that I fart the other way. You know what I mean? Oh, that's a good one.
Maybe we could have actually turn off all the lights in the room when you're about to fart and get a torch and see the fart with the torch.
Do you know what I did a really long time ago when I was studying radio? I made a fart montage, which was every time all of my friends did a fart, we recorded it, and then we just put it all together in a big, long fart montage, and it was one fart after the other and after the other. And, you know, some of them sounded like trumpets, and some of them sounded windows shutting and closing. Some of them sounded like the wind in the trees. And some of them were like...
What do your farts sound like, Ninny?
Oh, can I do a fake fart on the show for you?
Yes.
Okay, so you put your hands to your mouth. I don't know if you've ever known how to do this. Put your hands to your mouth and then you make a fart noise. I'll try it, okay? I'll see if it works. Was that good?
That was so funny.
I'm very skilled.
And who has the stinkiest farts, Nen?
My daddy!
I knew you were going to say that. You just outed yourself, mate.
I thought it was
yourself.
Theo. I thought it was her little baby brother.
No. His poos are the stinkiest.
Oh, yeah, right. That's true.
All right, what's your next question?
Is Pokemon actually real?
Ah, okay. Well, first of all, I'm not an expert on Pokemon because I've never seen the show. I know.
The show so you of would... Pokemon is all like Squirtle, Pikachu. Pikachu is electric mouse.
Have you ever seen an electric mouse in real life?
Never.
No, me neither.
I've only seen mouses.
Yeah, same. So my answer to the question is, I think what's happened is the creators of Pokemon have said, let's take some like kind of regular animals but make them a little bit different and then make characters and then do drawings and then make a whole show out of it. And everyone's gone, yeah, electric mouse, Pikachu, I love it.
And could I just tell you one more thing?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not telling you. It's not like I'm telling you something. What is your favourite show?
Do you know my favourite show at the moment is a really old show and it's called Northern Exposure, and we've been re-watching it and it's so good. Northern Exposure.
Northern Exposure?
Exposure. Exposure's a big word. You know, I should put that on Word of the Week. I'll have to think of some good sentences for it. It's a show about some people that live in Alaska, far, far away in the country, and it's just really funny.
Well, do you know what story I would like about?
What?
Farts.
Well, maybe a word of the week could be flatulence, because that's another word for farts. So Well, think of some good words of the week. Have you listened to the word of the week on the podcast?
Yep. Then
what did you think of the word? Do you remember any of the words?
I think I remember some. I could sing a bit that I know.
Yeah, sure.
Word of the week, word of the week, word of the week, word.
Word? It's a great song. A dear friend, Matt, who's up in Katoomba, he is a primary school teacher, and he wrote that song, and his boys sing that song for the podcast. So I don't think when he wrote it, he knew that nearly every kid in Australia is going to know that song. But I also had a three-year-old boy sing that to me the other day when I was interviewing him for the podcast. The mum and I just mentioned word of the week, and then he popped out of the blue and was like, word of the week, word of the week. So it's a catchy little tune. I don't know. Do you have any more questions? I'm thinking maybe I've got some questions for you. What would you like to hear on a podcast? Nan, I've got a question for you. If you were going to make a podcast, what would you make a podcast about? I can guess, but what do you think it would be?
Pokemon.
I knew it. What would you talk about? How would the podcast go? And would you talk to other kids about Pokemon? Do you know any other kids who like Pokemon too?
Well, Hannah loves Pokemon.
Also, for your podcast, you could talk to Hannah and say, hey, Hannah, what do you think about Pikachu? And you could have a discussion about it.
Hannah's my friend. She's 5 and I'm 5 too. Well, I think she's 5.
Yeah. And do you both go to the same school?
She go in primary school and I just go in kinder and daycare.
Ah, so how do you know each other?
Just because we're friends.
And so you both like Pokemon?
Yep.
And what other things do you have in common? What other things do you both like?
She gave me lots of clothes that she used to have, and I got tied from she used to have.
She grows really, really fast, which is really great for us.
Yeah, because I think she got born before me.
She did.
Yeah. Okay. So she's growing taller, and then you get some really nice dresses.
Yep.
Is she one of your best friends?
Yes, I just told you.
Do you have any other friends that like other things? That
Audrey,
different?
Remy. Audrey's a girl. Remy's a boy. Anna is a girl.
You could have the Pokemon podcast with all your friends on it.
Well, I don't think I'm old enough. I'm only 5.
Okay.
Well, Nan, why don't you say goodbye and I'll actually put on a Pokemon for you and I'll just have a quick final word with Bree so I don't take up her entire day.
Okay. All right. Lovely to meet you. Lovely to meet you, Nan. Bye.
All right. I'm going to go. Bye.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right. Well, based on that conversation, I guess my first question is, what is the recording to editing ratio on most of these conversations?
Oh, the recording ratio, it's like usually a 30-minute chat and it's usually 2 minutes of audio. But having said that, I tend to have a really great scrap pile of just stuff that I wish I could put in the podcast, but it just doesn't fit. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's pretty cool, actually, to sort of go, man, I want to include that. That's golden. That's amazing. And it just doesn't fit in the narrative somehow. So I just have to scrap it. So, yeah, I don't know. I feel lucky in terms of I usually have more material and not enough time to put it in. Do you know what I mean? So, mm-hmm. Yeah, but yeah, it's a lot of chatting. It's a lot of hanging. It's a lot of, it's a lot of back and forth. I think just rapport building and also just bit of time to goof off as well because you can't just, it's not like you can just go straight question, answer, question, answer, question, answer with a three-year-old for very long. And so you've got to play. You've got to have fun as well. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of that. But then out of that, cool stuff comes out of that too. So, yeah.
So this is an independent show that you're making.
Yeah.
Are you looking to get any revenue from it? Or is this something you just, you're passionate to do on the side?
Do you know what? That's a tough one because I really don't want to advertise to kids. So I don't want to sell it and then, suddenly it's, I want to keep it just really special where parents and kids can listen to it and they don't have advertising rammed down their throat. And I want to make it because I love it, because I have a really clear vision of just talking to kids and getting kids' voices on the radio and exploring. It's almost like qualitative data. It's just like, here's a snapshot. What's going on in the world of kids? And it's just really beautiful. So I definitely don't want to commercialize it in a massive way. But having said that, my gosh, I've just drained my super account to just put it out there. So I've gone, okay, I will continue to do this work because I love it, but how do I do it? And is it that I work part-time with other audio projects, which I'm sort of doing at the moment, to sort of subsidize this and then running costs and stuff like that? Or the only thing I can sort of think of at the moment is to look at resources that are helpful for parents and kids. I'd love to make an activity book or something like that where the revenue from something like that can support the show, but the show is still just available for free. I don't want to cut people out of listening because of their socioeconomic background or where they come from or how much money they have in their bank account. So I want to make it free and accessible. But then I was like, well, maybe there's other things that you can offer that are paid and then that could subsidize the show. So, yeah, it's all a bit let's just see what happens at this point. But it would be really nice to keep it so you just don't have to find a toy line that wants to sponsor you.
Look, there are ads. There will be ads placed in this conversation as we talk.
Oh, but this is not. But this is not for kids.
I completely understand the bind that you're in because I want you to continue to make these shows.
Yeah.
But I understand how much time and effort goes into making any kind of show. So I would love you to be rewarded for it. Have you looked into something like Patreon or something like that where most of the episodes stay free, but then there's bonus material for people who would throw a couple of bucks away?
Yeah, look, I've been thinking about that, all different models of how things like that could work. And at the moment, I think when the pandemic hit, I was sort of in a bit of a panic. I was like, oh my gosh, the world's turned upside down. Heaps of kids and parents were like, help, help, give us a podcast now. We want a podcast now. And I was like, oh my gosh, I need to do something with all this like wiry energy, them walking around the house, looking out the window going, is the world going to end? What shall I do? And I just went, Brianna, make a podcast. Just make a podcast. That's what you know how to do. Just make a podcast. So I just went, right, I'm just going to do it. And I thought it would be this dinky backyard project. And then suddenly it was like, make a website. Get some podcast tiles designed, and then sort of turned into this thing where I went, okay, this is a thing, and this is, I felt like I was back in the saddle. I was like, right, this is what you're meant to be doing. Let's just do it. And so my goal was just like, get season one out there. Just get it out there.
Yep.
And then have a little sit down and a cup of tea and then think about what you're going to do. And so I'm at that point now where I'm like, okay, let's get some stickers. Let's get some posters. It's still, there's a donation page on there. There's a support page. And there's lots of ways you can help out for free as well, just by like liking and sharing and writing a review or whatever. So it doesn't have to be all about the money, but I would love to be able to go, okay, what products, resources, even like an audio book or something, that's available. If you want to buy that, but then otherwise just listen. And if you want more episodes, help us out. Do you know what I mean? But no pressure.
Oh, that's sweet. But it is so funny because, there was an American kids storytelling podcast that I used to love. And then they, about a year into the show, they added ads.
Yeah.
And I understood why, because, their server bills would have been astronomical by that stage because they were really taking off. But I just couldn't do it anymore. Like, I there's so much advertisement around us as there is, and I'm trying to limit it as much as
possible. Yeah, and I understand that, and that's the bind I hear a lot of podcasters in, and I get it completely. It's like you do need to make revenue. You need to make money if you want the show to be on the air, and that's the whole model with pretty much everything at the moment. You know, even all the social media channels, it's like, well, they need to advertise. They need to make money. Everyone needs to make some kind of money. And I'm not anti-advertising or anti-partnering, but I just, first and foremost, it's about the content and it's about the ethos of the show. And it's, I'm super, super cautious about having a responsibility of what I'm feeding into the ears of little children. And I just don't want that to be solely driven by money. And if that means that, look, I'm lucky enough that I have a computer and I have editing software and I have a microphone and I have vocal cords, so I can, and a telephone. So I'm like, I've got the equipment. It's really, it's the time and it's the ongoing running costs that will bank up. And so it's just kind of, I have to find a way where I can make enough money to live, pay the mortgage and still produce the work. And so if it's just, if it becomes the weekend project, great. If it's the full-time project, great. But at the end of the day, I sort of had to make that decision where I went, I want to do this because I love it. Mm. I love it so much. I get a kick out of it. Like the rewards for me are like, I leave the studio buzzing. I'm like, oh, this kid. And, and my poor husband, I have to tell him everything. It's like, and this kid, oh, and it was so funny. And then I said this and then they said that. And I mean, what a legend. Like this kid is a legend. And he's like, yep, they're all legends. Like, so I get a lift out of it. I love it. So
Yeah. All right, look, absolutely. Look, the ads that are in this show right now, because I've recorded so many in advance, I think I've recorded like 20 episodes, which is a lot of time. and I think I've made so far enough to buy a kebab, which is, you know,
good.
Not...
you gotta eat, mate.
Exactly. It's fine. If you've got the time, rate and review me on iTunes, please.
You know what? I listened to the podcast the other day and I was like, I'm going to rate and review this because I'm the kind of person who likes to treat other people how I like to be treated. And I do that. I love finding a podcast and I rate and I review because I think it helps in a big way.
Okay, this is so nerdy. If I don't put something in my calendar, I will never do it. So I have a monthly recurring thing in my calendar to say, rate and review podcasts you've discovered and liked over the last month.
That's good. See, I'll just get on and do it, but I think a structured, it's my time to give back moment. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I don't listen. Yeah, I don't use Apple Podcasts, so I know I would never get around to doing it otherwise.
Yeah, but I know it's a funny thing, but it's just like, yeah, how do you get across that subscribing and rating and reviewing a podcast is a huge help to the podcast. Like it's massive, you know. So it's a free thing, takes 30 seconds, but if you can do it, it's a huge help because it just, you know, so it's like that's on our website. That's like, hey, if you want to support the show, here's a free way. Rate and review us on iTunes and then it'll help. Yeah, and then you have to do it too, right? So I go, right, how many shows can I rate and review that I love? I haven't listened to many podcasts this last few months. I've been too busy, but
yeah, I can completely understand. But well, no, just as a final thing, I did want to say once again on behalf of the parents of Australia, thank you so much because, you know, I'm based in Melbourne, and so lockdown was even longer for us down here, and of course it was during the winter months as well, which made it even less pleasant to be stuck in your house. And I know every parent I've spoken to was desperate for anything that didn't involve a screen. And that's why I think that kids' podcasts are so important and so valuable. Anything that allows a kid to be thinking and bringing up, like, you know, we've listened to some episodes in the background and it might be three episodes in when suddenly Penny will look up from her colouring in and say, hey, that's a weird question, blah, blah, blah. And it'll start a conversation. I love that kind of stuff. I love those little moments that your show and others have enabled me to experience.
Brilliant. Well, that's it. It's connection, right? We need it. So I'm glad. I'm happy. I've done my work here is done. Thank you.
No worries at all. And so where can people find your podcast?
Oh, gosh. Now I'm just like, I should know this off the top of my head, but my brain's just like, where should people find my podcast? Oh, Well, on iTunes, on Spotify, on Google Podcasts, or you can visit the website, which has got I like it when people visit the website because there's a lot of stuff there. Like you can, yeah, you can listen to the daytime one. There's a nighttime podcast for sleep. Kids are starting to send in their artwork, which is really cool. So there's a kids gallery there, and you can, yeah, you can submit a picture or something like that. So you can get in touch with us there too. Yeah, which is, oh, I should give you the website then, right? At home with mm-hmm. Bree. At home with Bree. .com.au, and that's B-R-I-E, just like the cheese, but you would have heard that on the podcast.
Brie Like the Cheese, it's very easy to remember. If you have kids under 10 and you haven't listened to At Home with Brie, then get on it. It's a fantastic show and your kiddies will love it. My special massive thank you to Brianna Peterson for taking up, I swear to God, we took up so much of her time, Penny and I, on the weekend. She was so incredibly generous with her time. She was amazing. And like she said, if you like the show, rate and review it on iTunes. It really does help. If you can't do that, but you see me in the street, well, buy me a kebab. I'll be very happy with that as well. My name is Peter Wells. Thank you to James Smith for tweaking the knob so I sound good. Thank you to Lauren Watson for the amazing artwork that you see in your podcast player. And thank you to all the listeners out in podcast listener land. We love you. I'll speak to you next week. Bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.